Module 4, Gaining Control. Anger is instinctual, yes. It is an emotion that comes unbidden, and we often don't have a choice whether we would be angry or not. What we can do, however, is take control of our anger when it comes. In this module, we will discuss ways to gain control over our anger. Specifically, we will discuss recognizing warning signs, coping thoughts, relaxation techniques, and ways to blow off steam. A word of warning. The first step in gaining control of anger is to recognize its warning signs. You have to be aware of symptoms that your anger is about to build up so that you can catch yourself early and make the necessary intervention. This process involves taking yourself from the moment and observing your own reactions from a third-person point of view. Warning signs of anger exist in a range. Some are very obvious, others very subtle. They differ from person to person. Signs of anger can be physical, mental, emotional, and behavioral. Physical signs of anger include rapid heart rate, difficulty breathing, headache, stomach ache, sweating, feeling hot in the face and neck, shaking. Mental signs of anger include difficulty concentrating, obsessing on the situation, thinking vengeful thoughts, cynicism. Emotional signs of anger include sadness, irritability, guilt, resentment, feeling like you need to hurt someone, needing to be alone, needing to isolate oneself, numbness. Behavioral signs of anger include clenching of fists, pounding a fist on a wall or table or any surface, pacing, raising one's voice, any act of aggression, passive aggression, using coping thoughts. Once you realize that you are angry or that you're about to get angry, you can start calming yourself mentally. The following are just a few mental scripts you can use to keep your anger under control. Number 1, calm down first and think this through. Number 2, this may not be as bad as it seems. Number 3, this is just one incident, it doesn't define my life. Number 4, I'm capable of managing this situation. Number 5, it's all right to be upset. I have the right to be upset in this situation. I am angry. Number 6, what needs to be done immediately? Damage control, solution-focused mode. Number 7, bad things, mistakes do happen. Nothing says that things will go right all the time. Number 8, there is no need to feel threatened here. Number 9, I have no control over other people and their feelings, but I have control over myself. Number 10, I have managed anger successfully before, and I will again. Using relaxation techniques. Another way to help you control your anger is to intentionally induce yourself to a state of calm. This can help especially in addressing the physical symptoms of anger. Relaxation techniques that you can do include, number 1, breathing exercises. Deliberately controlling your breathing can help a person calm down. Ways to do this include breathing through one's nose and exhaling through one's mouth, breathing from one's diaphragm, and breathing rhythmically. Number 2, meditation. Meditation is a way of exercising mental discipline. Most meditation techniques involve increasing self-awareness, monitoring thoughts, and focusing. Meditation techniques include prayer, the repetition of a mantra, and relaxing movement or postures. Number 3, progressive muscle relaxation, PMR. PMR is a technique of stress management that involves mentally inducing your muscles to tense and relax. PMR usually focuses on areas of the body where tension is commonly felt, such as the head, shoulders, and chest area. It's a way to exercise the power of the mind over the body. Number 4, visualization. Visualization is the use of mental imagery to induce relaxation. Some visualization exercises involve picturing a place of serenity and comfort, such as a beach or a garden. Other visualization exercises involve imagining the release of anger in a metaphorical form. An example of this latter kind of visualization is imagining one's anger as a ball to be released to space. Number 5, music. Some people find listening to music as very relaxing. The kind of music that's calming differs from person to person. Traditional relaxation music includes classical pieces, acoustic sounds, and even ambient noises. Number 6, arts and crafts. There are people who find working with their hands is a good way to relax. This is especially true for people who feel their tensions in their hands. Drawing pictures, paper construction, and sculpting are just some of the ways to de-stress when faced with an anger trigger. Arts and crafts are helpful because it keeps a person from obsessing on the anger while he or she is still in the recovery phase of the anger cycle. Blowing off some steam. Another way of controlling your anger is by getting the anger energy out, blowing off steam. These techniques are especially helpful when you are in the crisis phase of the anger cycle. The following are some constructive ways of blowing off steam. Number 1, screaming. If the place would allow it, screaming can help release the tensions and frustrations that come with anger. Think of the thing that angers you the most, build momentum, and let it out in one big shout. You may also scream out the words you wish you could say if the venue was appropriate. The louder the scream, the better. Number 2, physical activity. Many people find exercise, sports, dancing, and even just pacing about as effective ways to vent anger. This makes sense. If the fight and flight response gears a person for physical action, then physical action might indeed be the best way to deal with the anger. Physical activity is also believed to release endorphins, our natural mood regulators. Number 3, pillow punching. The need to fight back may be channeled through punching pillows. Pillows provide a safe way to release tensions. It's safe not just for the object of the anger, but also for oneself. Related techniques include wringing out towels and breaking old plates. Number 4, writing. If physical activities are not your thing, you can blow off steam by expressing your thoughts and feelings in writing. You can write in an unstructured way, simply putting on paper the first thing that comes to your mind. You can also be more creative about it and channel your anger through poetry or song. Number 5, singing. Here's a new one. Vent your anger by going to your nearest videoke or karaoke bar. Many people find singing therapeutic, especially if the song lyrics and melody matches one's mood. Case study. Showing anger in public or even at home can make other people think of us as bad persons. Tim had to live with this idea all of his life, just because of the simple fact that he couldn't control his anger and his actions while being angry. However, Tim started to learn that our bodies give warnings just before anger kicks in. These signs are mental and physical, therefore our behavior and the emotions we feel whenever we are angry can help us realize what's about to happen. Tim started to use coping thoughts and relaxation techniques such as breathing exercises and meditation. He also started to practice certain actions whenever he felt angry in order to blow off some of the steam. In turn, all his work made him understand his anger together with how to avoid it in the first place.